I'm sorry, I'm late for our drug meeting that we are about to have.
Whoa.
Are we still picking up the 20 kilos of cocaine from our connect today?
What's up with this nigga?
We have been purchasing a lot of cocaine because yesterday we picked up 15 additional kilos of cocaine that you, Reggie,
yo,
you, Larry,
the
and
fuck,
you, Terrence,
nigga,
went with me in a black sedan to pick up.
Yo, why you talking all funny, man?
I'm not talking funny. I always talk like this.
Fuck's up, man. Why you so sweaty and shit?
I'm not sweaty. It's hot in here. I'm a Capricorn and I always sweat.
My ass.
Let's get finished talking about the cocaine that we buy and we sell. Is the Connect still on the east side of Manhattan in apartment 3G after he moved here from Mexico?
Yo, get the strap.
I got to give it up to that boy Smack, man, for real, for real. You know, I've been supporting that movement, the whole Smack URL movement from afar for a long time. You know what I mean? Damn near since the beginning when I started my YouTube channel. You know, that was some of the very first videos that I was doing, battle rap reviews here and there. But I was fresh to the community, so I didn't understand a lot of things. I looked at the battles a certain way. The way people view battles, maybe back then I didn't, you know, and I still have my own viewpoints. I don't allow them to alter how I view it, but I definitely got to start off by giving Smack a double salute for everything that he built in that league. They done came a long, long way. You know what I mean? I don't know if you guys are battle rap fans, but if you into pure hip hop, hearing people talk shit, you know what I mean? Very aggressive about bars. You know, that's one of the places you can go to and catch the essence of hip hop. A lot of hip hop and stuff right now is either repetitive or, you know, it's just watered down for the industry, especially since we're in the social media era. So I'm glad, you know, I don't fight with this social media era because it has its pros and cons. It has given everybody an opportunity to have an opportunity at the end of the day, regardless to whatever your talent or your craft is. And I just double salute old boy for taking advantage of YouTube, you know, putting this brand out there, catching some of the biggest spitters in the world from all over and coming and doing their thing, you know what I mean? But I definitely had to start this off. But I definitely want to say, you know, welcome to another episode of the No Offense Podcast. I hope everybody out there doing good. I'm doing good today. You know, the weather is a little bit crazy today, but I'm basically chilling. You know, finally, then I'll say maybe about 80, 90% then bounced back from the surgery that I had on the 7th of last month. Yeah, it was last month. You know, and for a while, you know, you got to get yourself back together, you know, mentally, physically, and all that type of stuff. And I appreciate everybody that called and checked on me. And for those that even gave me space. Because that's one of the crazy things about doing media, being a quote-unquote journalist, blogger, vlogger, podcaster, all that stuff. When you get to dealing with a lot of individuals, everybody got their own schedules. Everybody got a lot going on. And, you know, when you have personal things going on in your life, everything else still go on. Some people understand it, some people don't understand it. You know, it's a lot of games, it's a lot of manipulation, it's a lot of bullshit that go on behind the scenes that a lot of people don't know that goes on in the quote-unquote media world. You know, so I appreciate everybody that really gave me the opportunity to rest up, get well, and get back to it, you know. So, but yeah, you know, if you pretty much knew to this community or listening to this podcast, we cover a little bit of everything. You know, from hip-hop artists, entertainers, comedians, actors, and I got a very special guest that's going to be coming on the platform to interview. It's scheduled tomorrow. I'm not 100% sure when this is going to come out, but it's scheduled tomorrow with an actor that you pretty much, you know him. You've seen him in multiple different movies and things of that nature. So I'm up for that. You know, I'm feeling good about that. You know what I mean? I got to definitely go back down, revise all my questions. Because I'm the type of person, I just like to You know, I'm not going to put out everything, but I'm the type of person I like to set like a little outline of where the conversation will go and just chop it up with people. You know, I don't want it to just be a Q&A type situation, but I want people to organically feel comfortable to come talk their shit and get the viewers, give the viewers the opportunity to get to know about them, their personal lives, how they view things, and but most importantly, they grind. You know, that's to me, that's what's very important, is understanding people's grind. From the very beginning of starting this particular podcast and the YouTube channel, you know, my motto has always been that entertainers, celebrities, and everybody else that people deem to be celebrities or famous and stuff like that, they still regular human beings at the end of the day. Most working class individuals go through the same situations that they go through. The only difference is that they're just in a position for people to quote unquote idolize them. Checks may be a little bit bigger or whatever the case may be. But at the same time, we all got 24 hours in our day. So I think if people look at things from that nature, it may give them a little bit more inspiration to get up off their ass. You know, so my thing is I'd be wanting to ask them questions about the transition, especially if they come from a certain type of cloth or a certain type of world. That transitional point in a lot of people's life is very pivotal. It's very important that some people don't know how to get over that hill or get over that barrier when they in life, when they may have good visions, they may have good ideas, they may have things that they want to do or that they actively doing, but they may have the peer pressures of the world or friends, family or whatever around them. And they don't know what to do. So finding a balance or finding a way to make this person that I'm interviewing come down to, you know, come down to earth or come down, you know, they may already be humble, but come down to earth and explain their story. The viewer or even myself may find something within their story that resonates with us and may help us get to that next level. You know, some of the greatest things that I like to hear is when people talk about their investments, the things that they, have invested into when they first got their big check, instead of just blowing it on just the flashy things, you know, because at some point in time, I feel like in our community, we have to get past that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. When I'm not the type of person that like to pocket watch other people and tell other people what they should or should not do with their money. You know what I mean? But I feel like at some point in time, so the conversation amongst the community would change within the next 20, 30 or even 100 years. There are things that we have to start doing with our finances as individuals that will overall end up helping the community as a whole. You know, I've never been the type of person that's like, want to come off super preachy to people. You know, I feel like you got to put the medicine in the candy. You know, people got to be entertained, but they also got to get the game as well. You know, so they can leave up out of each situation with some type of jewel that they could take with them to the next level. You know, but there's been a lot of crazy stuff going on. If you was tuned into DocX TV on YouTube this past week, you seen I end up putting up a live stream. And in that live stream, it wasn't something that I necessarily had to do. It was more, and it wasn't because the live stream, I don't do a lot of live streams often, but I put up a video and it was about Lil Durk, you know, Lil Durk, the rapper from Chicago or whatever. And he ended up getting arrested down there in Georgia. Well, not even getting arrested. He turned himself in for whatever alleged crimes. You know, a lot of that information is on my YouTube. But, you know, during that process, a situation happened on, what was it, Instagram. Yeah, with Instagram, where this rapper from Detroit, my hometown, named Peasy, end up making some comments. And, you know, of course, you already know, of course, social media, everybody wants the right person. I don't know who the person was. I don't know if it was a hater of his or just a random viewer seen it and brought it to light, because everybody can't just make things go viral. The right person had to grab that screenshot and send it to the right person to put it in front of the right amount of people for it to go viral. And basically, like, he was talking about, he had a friend that was allegedly there when whatever situation happened with Lil Durk. But even though he still said free him, no. So everybody got to calling him a snitch, you know. And when I made my video about it, it was just a few people felt like I gave him a pass because he's from Detroit, I'm from Detroit. So I made a live stream basically to clarify what I said, because my thing is, one, the message of that video was way more important than the two artists that I was talking about, because if you know me and you know my platform, I always want to make sure that we learn something from other people's losses. That's what a wise man always tell you. You know, of course, we're going to make our mistakes, but the smart individuals learn from other people's mistakes and don't make those same mistakes. You know, there's no reason to walk down the street and you see someone fall down a hole, go down another street. Don't go down that same street. But, you know, everybody got to calling them a snitch. And since people felt like I gave them a pass, I went ahead and just clarified how I worded myself in that particular video. Because initially, most videos that I make, even for YouTube, they're way longer than what they come out to be. If I put out a video on YouTube and it end up being 6, 7, 8 minutes long, that video initially, before editing and all that stuff, probably easily was a 10 to 15, 20 minute video. But I chopped things down that I feel like maybe filler or a little bit off the subject, you know, because I understand in this social media days that things, information, everything is happening so fast. A lot of people have low attention spans. And that's one of the things that I love about podcasting in the podcast world, is it's a totally different demographic of individuals. Some are the same, a small percentage, but it's a totally different demographic of individuals. When I looked up and did my research about podcasting, they say a lot of individuals are either college educated, got degrees, or working class individuals. And not to say on YouTube people are not, you know, because I don't want to slight them at all. But just from my own personal research, they say it's totally different. But that's neither here or there. But people on podcast world are used to listening to longer pieces of content compared to YouTube. Things happen so fast. People throw up so much bullshit. That's the same thing with music. That's why people chopping songs down to damn near 1 minute and 50 seconds, two minutes, because so much is coming out. People don't, I'm not going to say people don't have time. It just affected people's attention span. And I feel like if you have a low attention span, a person may have low comprehension skills. So sometimes when I make my videos, I have to keep in mind that when I'm speaking from a certain angle, I'm speaking to a certain demographic of people, and those individuals will get it. But you have people that's not from that cloth or not from that world that won't get it or misinterpret what you say. So I decided to go ahead and double back to clarify what I was saying. And I feel like, you know, the response from that video was pretty much what I intended it to do. You know what I mean? So, but at the end of the day, I'm still not the type of person where I'm going to call someone a snitch, because that word snitch gets thrown around a little bit too loosely, especially in the hip hop world. And I understand the consequences or the ramifications that can come from a person having that jacket put on them if, so to say, they were still in the streets somehow, some way, or connected to the streets. That can mess up a lot of stuff by putting a jacket on a person if that's really not the case. But I did say, you know, he didn't and should not have said that. And hopefully from that point on, he learns from that. You know, but it's a lot of stuff that go on social media that I just sit back from afar and look at and just see how it affects the day-to-day life of individuals. Like, it's some people that I know, like, they live their life, they live their real life like they're on social media. And it, because, you know, social media, especially Instagram, is all for show. It's all just for show. People don't show you the bad times. People don't show you when they maybe got a note on the door, eviction notice, or their lights about to get turned off. People don't show you none of that. They only show you when they bought a new pair of shoes, or they got them a new car, or they putting some rims, or whatever the case may be. That's all they show you on social media. And there's some people that live their life like that. And in certain environments, those people would be fooled. So those people would be a lick. You know what I mean? For people that know what that means, you would be targeted because you put so much out there for people to see then you wonder why people are trying to rob you or get over on you or don't even want to deal with you. For example, take the Kevin Hart situation. This happened a little while back. For people that remember, he went on a Breakfast Club. This is before all the Cat Williams rants or that funny situation, because that was hilarious when Cat Williams went down to, I think it's called V103 down in Atlanta. Shout out to Cat Williams. And he roasted a lot of individuals. It's before that situation when Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish went to the Breakfast Club. It's one of his interviews. He was going to promote some movie or something he had going on. And during that particular interview, they asked him about his watch. And, you know, Kevin Hart don't wear a lot of jewelry. Maybe it's when he's on stage, but not like when I just regularly see him around or anything like that. And he talked about how he only buy these pieces of watches in a form of like celebration of an accomplishment of something that he completed. And I believe he said he had at that particular time 31 or 34, some odd random number, but it was in the 30s amount of watches. You know, we talking about Rolexes, APs, Patek Philippe's, all type of stuff, you know, Audemars. And he said this during this interview. So, okay, that interview happened that day. Then I remember I was either on Twitter or Instagram or something like that. And I remember seeing him doing a Snapchat or a video showing that he was down in Florida. Keep in mind, the Breakfast Club is in New York. So like the next day or 2 days later, he did a Snapchat or some type of video showing he was down in Florida. He was interacting, doing some silly stuff like Kevin Hart always do with some football player. But he basically mentioned that he was off in Florida. And maybe a day or so after that came out, headlines, TMZ everywhere. Someone broke in Kevin Hart's house and robbed his house, blah, blah, blah. And the very first thing that popped into my mind is the interview because of what he went and said. And a lot of times, not saying Kevin Hart, he from Philly. Philly known for that shit, you feel me? But I think a lot of times people get so removed, and not to say it's a bad thing, but people get so removed from a certain type of way of thinking and lifestyle, they forget to keep their antennas up when they're providing a public platform to millions of people a lot of information. So if you're still not getting what I'm saying, basically by him, I took it as basically him going on a Breakfast Club telling people that he got all these watches. And if people know, these watches are at least 50 to 60,000 bare minimum. Some of them watches are $100,000 plus. And if you got over 30 something, that's, you got well over $500,000 worth of jewelry just in watches. And ain't no telling what else that he has in his house. And then you show in real time that you're in a whole nother state on the other side of the country. What do a person that robbed think? What do a jack boy think? What do a person that flock thinks? It's go time. You know, some people can't allow this microwave era and everything that come along with it with social media to alter your pace in life and alter how you move through this world. You can't do it because it's really not set up for you to win. It's not set up for you to win, especially if you got a couple toes on that side of the fence doing your 1-2 in the streets. It's not set up for you to win. It social media can really trigger people's emotions. And social media can really trigger people's ego. And you get a person's ego involved, they'll end up doing or saying something that will incriminate themselves just to prove a point to someone else, to a person that don't care about them at the end of the day once they, you know, shut down their phone or their laptop. That's just like when I was just having an interview with Smoke Campino. Shout out to him. He put up a long post on his channel, on his IG, and he ended up saying, you know, he had to go through that experience in the hip hop game where he ended up noticing that he was making some moves and making decisions to try to prove to people that he really about what he talk about, and it ended up putting him in a bad situation. People got to learn from other people's mistakes. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you like this. It ain't about what level, like when I say level, I mean like tax bracket you're in. Every day people should be learning. And sometimes you can take little pieces of wisdom or take little pieces of information from other people and spin it and apply it to your life. That don't mean that you jocking that person or anything negative. It's good to learn from other people's pros and cons. Because I guarantee you, mainstream media, these celebrities that's already in the door, that's making millions of dollars and got all these resources and all that stuff, they doing it to the people that don't have nothing. They're sitting up here on either ghost accounts or even their regular accounts, watching the individuals that's starving in the streets or the talented individuals that got hunger, that's putting out all their content for free or all their ideas for free to the world. And they're sitting back and just molding it or just will strictly just take it, because now they have the resources to take whatever you put out and just present it to this Hollywood executive, AR, or whatever the case may be, and then run off with your idea. And you never even spoke to them. You don't even know. But it would appear to the world, oh, this is just a coincidence that something that you spoke about. Sometimes things can be coincidences, but 9 times out of 10, I don't believe in coincidences, especially if something is verbatim or exactly how you put it out there. I've had a lot of people within the past month or so talk about even the Little Duval song, the Black Men Don't Cheat. Anybody that have supported or been over to my merchandise website, which is at www.teespring.com/stores/DotKicksTV, you will see that I had and still have t-shirts over there that says Black Men Don't Cheat. That's been over there for a while. I'm not talking about a couple days, a couple weeks, not even a couple months, like over a year, well over that. And that's something I've been pushing for a minute. Now you're seeing a song come out. Now I wasn't in that lane. You know, it's multiple things I have set up and seen, and I'm not knocking people, but sometimes I feel like the people that's the gatekeepers or that's in position, it's nothing wrong giving credit to people that you got the stuff from. And not saying that they even got it from me, but I'm saying it's other situations that I have been tagged to, or people have sent me clips of people either up at Hot 97 or different radio stations at different places where they will repeat something that I have said or a piece or something that I put together verbatim, word for word of everything. I can't remember directly off my head right now, but I remember it was something that Rosenberg did. I remember it was some videos that I put out around a Troy Ave. Maybe it was before the Troy Ave tax situation, but somewhere around that time. And I remember I was saying something about the quote-unquote thumb thugs. And then Danner, 2 or 3 days later, I started hearing Charlamagne Tha God on the Breakfast Club talking about thumb thugs. Like, some of these things are not coincidences. They're paying attention to the young, up-and-coming individuals. And instead of embracing them or reaching out and helping them get in position, because they, I'm not going to say see the guy, but a lot of people fear you as competition. And I don't ever do that. My biggest competition is myself. My competition is making sure I don't allow myself to self-destruct or fight against myself. Now, let me put this disclaimer out there, because for the people that know, they know. You know what I mean? When I mentioned the Rosenbergs, the Cedar Gods and stuff like that, there's even other people in the same genre of what I do on my YouTube at DotKicksTV that some things do not appear to be coincidental. Some things may say, they say great minds think alike. But I do want to put this out there, because this is something I feel like the fans, this is all informative, like hip hop psychology. You know what I mean? Like hip hop psychology. So people as viewers can see things from the inside of what's going on without getting too in detail. But this is what happens a lot of times in the game. The reason why people don't speak on the shit that happens behind the scenes, or you have to tread water real lightly, because just like a conversation they was having with Kevin Hart again, I believe, no, they was having it with Mike Epps. And he was talking about gatekeepers in the game. That situation is so real. It's gatekeepers in every genre and every industry and everything. I'm talking about, it don't matter if you're in the auto industry, if you're a media, if you're a comedian, there's some form of a gatekeeper. And unfortunately, you have some people that's very petty, or people that's very vindictive. You know what I mean? And once they become gatekeepers, you know, they have circles, they have their alliances to individuals. So you may be coming up, you may be on the grind, you may be busting your ass for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. And just say, for instance, throughout that journey of life, you may have spoke on someone or something that offended one of those people that's connected to a gatekeeper or that's a gatekeeper. It's known, and I've seen that they will go out their way to block your come up. They will go out their way to block your come up. And what they will start doing is start trying to put on everybody around you. They'll handpick to start putting on everybody around you to empower them so you can get overshadowed so people don't see what you do. You know, that's a slick way of them doing it. Instead of them just destroying what you got going on, they'll empower the people around you. Or just they will reach out to their different friends and different gatekeepers in the game and block you from coming up and getting different positions or getting different offers. And to the regular viewer, because I'm still a viewer at the end of the day, viewing all of this, to me, it'd be sad, especially when you have different people that's preaching black power, black this, black that. But when you see the people that they really are helping out or teaming up with to block other people, it's very contradictive to the actions. But a lot of people just don't see it. A lot of people just don't see it. When you, if you already in position, you got six figures or whatever the amount of money, you got your shit straight, you working hard, you doing what you do, and you still a product of this culture, meaning if you're a product of this culture, you're going to keep your eye on this culture. And if you run across individuals that's talented, busting their ass, doing what they got to do, building their own brand, it's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying they busting their ass for a week. But you've been seeing people bust their ass for years and years, build them a solid brand. They stand on some morals and principles, and you see that they got a good work ethic. There's nothing wrong with hollering at them. And you may not be able to pull them up under your wing. You may even be able to be a mentor to that person, give them some constructive criticism, or even point them in the right direction of what can either help their career or take them to the next level. But a lot of people don't do that. That's why I be very weary about when I listen to people that be on all this super pro-black shit. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with being pro whatever you are. There's nothing wrong with that. Don't misconstrue what I'm saying. But that be my problem with the ones that's quote-unquote gatekeepers or the ones that's in position that represent that. Because I'm like, who are you helping besides people that don't need help? The people that you bringing on your platforms, the people you giving alley-oops to, the people that you're recommending to other execs and people like that are people that already don't need help, that's already in the system, that people know. Like, who have you reached back to? And I understand you can't help the world. I'm not even saying help me. But it would make me have a little respect when I see a person reach back and actually give some random person that's been building something an opportunity. And everything is not just for political reasons. You did it just because it's going to be a good look to a certain political group of people. Because like in other segments, what we talk about, everybody is putting boxes in America. Everything from the LGBTQ group, they're in boxes. Black men are in boxes. Black women is a box. White women, everything. You can't just make moves just because you know it's going to appease or please just this certain group, because you're trying to stay in good favor with them, because maybe something in the future is going to come out about your name, so you're gearing up for that, or whatever the case may be, just to see some genuine things happen. Because there's just no way with all the money that's circulating and being printed off every day, and with all the opportunities that's out here, that it's not way more millionaires within our community. I don't see how it's just possible that it's not way more millionaires. But that's why I remember one day I was posting something on my YouTube, and someone that I used to go to college with, he had made a statement. He was talking about how something about he liked to watch videos about financial literacy, this and that, blah, blah, blah. Which I'm not brushing it off. That's very important. My thing is, there are channels for that. I came into the game on the hip hop tip. That's what I do. You know what I mean? I'm in the hip hop lane. Even though I have had multiple people over the years tell me That is not one video that they leave out of, that they don't get some type of gem from. Because I make sure, because I don't pick every topic to talk about. But he was talking about, you know, he want to watch, not want to watch, he watched things about financial literacy and all this, which is great. My thing is, that is great, and all of us need that information. That's something I was just having a conversation with someone the other day, because the topic was about racism, and I noticed when I talked to certain individuals, the conversation, we could start off talking about hamburgers. The conversation will turn to something about racism, and that's draining to me. To me, it's draining to live your life every day, and the only thing on your mind, or the only thing that you could talk about, is something related to just racism. That's too much negative energy. We putting 20,000 hours of your year, if that's possible, I ain't do the math, onto racism, instead of putting 20,000 hours of your year into research or information on how to get rich so you can, or stable, or get yourself in position to be able to take care of yourself and your family and possibly change the circumstances of your family tree. To me, like, what are we doing? That's just my outlook on it. That's just my outlook on it. Yes, it's very important to have your history, know your history, so you don't make the same mistakes over and over again. But after you done had 99,000 conversations about the history, or even things going on right now, at some point in time, you got to stop talking about just the problems. You got to start talking about what are the solutions, or what can be the solutions. I'm a progressive thinking individual. I try to be as optimistic as possible. And I'm also the type of person where I want to hear solutions. I'm not excuse oriented. I'm not an excuse oriented type of individual, and I'm not a point the finger type of individual either. See, that's the thing. And this is just my experience of growing up. My older sister, 8 years older than me. By the time I got into middle school, whatever the case, she was out the house. So mainly the individuals besides my peers that was around me, you know, just from high school, whatever. Majority of the people I hung out with growing up was my older cousins that was 8, 9 years older than me. So a lot of that rubbed off onto me as far as just hanging around older people. So I started noticing once I went off to school or whatever the case may be, and being around different peers, that my mindset was different than a lot of individuals. And this is not a pat on my back or anything. I just end up noticing it, because things that I will be thinking about would come into fruition or happen 2, 3 years later. But I was thinking about it 2, 3 years prior, or trying to act on it 2, 3 years prior. And I started noticing it happening more and more and more and more, that I was starting to see. Because a lot of times you can be blinded. Your blessings and what God put you here for can be right in front of you, but your peers or alcohol or drugs or whatever the case may be could blind you from seeing that. But I don't want to get off the subject, but I just started noticing I was mentally more advanced than a lot of my peers. And this is something that I noticed, though. This is how I know when you're around someone and you're more advanced than them, that other individual will always try to prove to you that they are as advanced as you. Just think about it. Think about the times that you have been around somebody, and through conversation, or it could be through materialistic things or anything, they can really become obnoxious or even irritating to the point where they're trying to prove to you that they're on your level, or prove to you that they've been through so much, this and that. And it's like, once you've been through so much and you graduate as a grown man, just as a grown man, you don't have to sit up and tell everybody your war stories. I'm not about to sit up and tell you about into detail about a certain part of my life. I'll brush over it. I can paint that picture without really going into details. I could show you the picture of the house, but I don't have to show you every room in it. for you to get the picture and know what's going on. But some people go so extra, and that's through my experiences, let me know that these really are not the people that really came from it. They were on the bench. Because you're not going to come off a certain way if you're really from that world. Because you know. That's just like a person that's gangster. Or that's a killer. Or whatever the case may be. A killer don't have to tell you that he a killer. Because he know that he will kill you. So why would he tell you that he'll kill you if he really a killer? He just waiting for you to hopefully not fuck up and put him in a position to have to kill your ass. But a nigga that's not a killer, he gonna do all that barking and yelling and be loud and try to tell you all this extra shit because it's a defense mechanism. He's hoping that he can convince you that he's this so you don't fuck over them, over that person, because that person actually probably fears you. A lot of times we don't understand that this world is like, it's one we know or should know, it's all psychology. It's all psychology. But what people don't recognize is most of the time it's because someone views you a certain way, so they act a certain type of way. Have you ever noticed, like, you may be in a situation and a motherfucker may start having some distance or whatever the case may be? That's just a small example. And you may feel like, damn, what did I do? I ain't do shit to that motherfucker. Why he acting? You know, this motherfucker acting, you know, whatever, whatever. That don't be most of the time the situation. Most of the time, it's that person that have done some bullshit. They have done some bullshit. And either they think that you know, so now they're being distant. Or they just threw a rock and did some bullshit, now they just hiding. Most of the time, it don't be you, unless you just know you did some blatant, you know. But if it's been one of those situations that you have not done nothing and a person starts acting funny with you, it's because of something that they did. They either was talking behind your back or tried to play you, tried to finesse you. They tried to do something. So they move on and start, you know, because it's because of their behavior. Same thing when they say when you get money. Now, money can't enhance more of the person that you already are inside. But more than likely, the people around you are going to change because they're going to have different expectations of you. They expect for you to be the same old person now that you have more on the line. Now that you have more going on, you have to adapt and change. Not even that, you know, of course you got to change, because every day, every week, every month, every year, you're supposed to evolve. And a lot of people don't evolve. And that's a part of that fear. That's a part of that psychology, that when you evolve, change, or whatever the case may be, and others don't, they will try to make you feel a certain way because of what they're not doing or what they're doing. You see what I'm saying? It can become tricky, and sometimes it can be too much for people. It can be too much for people. But if you are the type of person where you could peep things from the very beginning, then you can make a smart decision from the beginning or close to the beginning to either deal with this person or not deal with this person. But, you know, sometimes you just have to fall back and just let things play out. Just let things play out, because what will end up happening is if you let things play out, eventually the bullshit is going to crash. Eventually the bullshit is going to crash. Eventually the bullshit is going to crash. It's going to explode in their face. Whatever type of persona, whatever type of egotistical mental warfare that this person or whoever group of people is on, eventually it's going to blow up in their face, and you don't even have to do nothing. You can just consistently work on yourself and do what you do. Just like that saying, believe half of what you hear and none of what you see. This shit is so real. Like, I was sitting up having a conversation with this individual the other day, and this person, they think they the slickest motherfucker up under the sun, for real, for real. And it's really just due to this person's environment or where they from. You know, we was having a phone conversation and this person is in a whole nother area or whatever. Now, maybe in this person's particular area, they may be able to wrap, you know, wrap circles around people mentally down there. You know what I mean? In his particular small town, that don't probably have more than 10, 20,000 people that stay in this town, they may be a little bit slower to the game. You know what I mean? And my thing is, it ain't where you from that makes you who you are or anything like that. It do help mold you and build you, but you still could be a fake ass nigga. You still could be a dumb ass nigga, even if you come from a real circumstances. That don't mean that you necessarily adapted to it or got the GAME to be able to, you know, sustain or be able to put on a thick enough coat to be able to weather the storm or wherever you come from. You know what I mean? So during the conversation with this individual, he was just talking about how, you know, how he's just so slick at what he do and he can sell anything to anybody type situation. And, you know, this is one of the individuals I kind of spoke on before, because this character is a character to me. And my thing is, I always tell people, and I'm not going to get off subject, but I always tell people, it's only like 6 or 7 different people in this world. It's only, and after you experience so much life, you have met those 6 or 7 different types of people. They just come in different faces and shapes and size and colors. But once you get to a certain age, you could tell within a couple interactions of dealing with a person what category they go in of other people that you have met like them. So this guy, he thinks he's just the slickest motherfucker up under the sun. But the thing is, he's a bald-faced liar. He lies about a ton of shit. You know what I mean? So it makes me have to say to this person often, like, bro, I'm not a liar. You know, every time I say that, I always pay attention to, because I stare him dead in his face, I always pay attention to that he will not look you in the eyes. You know what I mean? When you say that statement or certain things, when I know that this person is lying, he'll just won't look you in the eyes. And the thing is, to me, you know, that's him. He got to deal with being a habitual liar. That's him. You know what I mean? And the people that he has to deal with on a daily basis. That's cool. But my thing is, when a person lies that much, in their brain, they have convinced themselves of thinking that you believe the bullshit. And that's a pet peeve to me. I don't like when people think things go over my head. I may just not say something. I pick and choose carefully, wisely, and strategically what I choose to say and what I don't say, and when I'm going to say something, if I ever decide to, because sometimes it's not worth my energy when I know what the outcome is going to be if this person reacts a certain way. Because I was taught to play chess from a little kid, you know, and this person's talking about how they could sell whatever, whatever. And I just be thinking to myself, all the obstacles and all the trials and tribulations in a negative manner that this person goes through all the time, it comes from this person's mouth. It comes from the energy. It comes from all the lies and the games that he play, and it backfires. And this is why this person end up more than likely having to move every 6, 7, 8 months. Can't be really 100% stable. And it's just certain things I just feel like as a man that you shouldn't have to do. You shouldn't have to lie. My thing is, I prefer not to say something at all than to just lie to a person. Because at the end of the day, it's not like what you're going to get a whooping. This person going to beat your ass or whatever the case may be. If you tell them no or you're not down with it or you don't whatever, whatever, just be straight up. And if it's just not none of their business, either just tell them it's not none of their business, spin them, or just change the topic. But that's the problem. Like, too many individuals, I notice just from a maturity level, that people just don't get it. A lot of people just don't get it. So they dream up this world in their head. And that's why I always refer back to my college days, because that time in my life between 18, 19, 20, that them first couple years of being down there, of course, during that time, I didn't realize it. But in hindsight, looking back, I noticed when you move people to a whole totally different area where they're not from and they around a whole bunch of different people that they don't know, they can create an image of themselves based off the images of probably where they from or someone else that they looked up to. So they dream up this life and try to present it to you. But most real motherfuckers really don't have a lot to say about their past. Their actions of how they moving now is going to prove who they were back then. And that's where this conversation with someone else I was having, just talking about the ideology, and not from a glorification way, just the ideology of talking about what's gangster. You know what I'm saying? Like, people in hip hop, in which hip hop, and reason why I utilize hip hop, I don't like to use the word use because it comes with a negative connotation, but I say utilize hip hop is because hip hop is the biggest platform in the world. Hip hop is the biggest genre in the world that reaches all shades of people. And music is something that can bring, that do bring us all together in certain instances, you know, concerts, get togethers, whatever the case may be. And we were just talking about the ideology of what's gangster. And my thing is not what's gangster, but a person that's gangster. People think being gangster comes with a certain look. People think being gangster come with a certain way that you talk. Like the dumber you are or the dumber you sound, or that person must be gangster. Or the smarter that you are, or you may not talk super stupid or whatever, however you want to say it, then people must think, oh, this person, they're smart. They can't do anything to you. This person wouldn't harm you because they smart. Maybe this person is smart enough to kill you and get away with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't got to understand different places, different ways of thinking, the way people were raised. Like, it's people out here with clean cuts, wear glasses, got button-up shirts that will bust your ass, bust your head, go dig you a hole, put you out somewhere in Las Vegas, and then go home and sit down with their kids and have dinner. And they're not going to brag about it on social media. And it's not a positive thing. But see, this is the reason why so many conflictions in this era right now, because so many people are confused. Unfortunately, we went through that state of, you know, mass incarceration during the time with the first Bill Clintons, and a lot of men got snatched up off the streets. A lot of OGs got snatched up off the streets for little petty crimes that would have only got them a couple years, and they got football numbers. So the lack of guidance has been in our community for a very long time. So when people are choosing to go down that direction, they're being misguided from day one, because unfortunately in our community, the positive things that we should champion and applaud people for, we try to make people feel bad about it. Like, people try to make you feel bad about that you went to college. Not necessarily me, because people that know me, you know what I'm saying? But you do have people that will make weird, stupid comments. You even see that sometimes in hip hop, where you will hear battle rappers or other people try to use college as a negative connotation to diss someone. And no, that's ass backwards. There's nothing wrong with elevating your mind. There's nothing wrong with going to get education. You know what I mean? Like, we need to start praising the individuals that either went off to college, graduated from college, or people that's smarter than just knowing how to sell drugs. Drugs is not the end all be all. You know, some people are stuck in circumstances where that's all they can do. And then people got to also equate, you got people that's birthed into the game where that's all they know. Their whole life was structured from the beginning to go into that lane. Like, literally, I have a cousin, you know, not going to go into detail because I know some people close to me watch. I'll just kind of briefly brush over it. But, you know, the moms and pops was the little cousin, my little cousin, moms and pops was in the dope game. And this person had everything that he wanted. When he went to school, he was fresh to death. It was food on his table. It was a roof over his head. He had the things that the kids wish. He had all the toys, this and that. You may have even thought he was spoiled if you didn't know what his parents was doing in the background. It wasn't like, oh, he was in a foster home and he didn't have clothes, this and that. Because people just think that's the only reason why, or some, you know, some people are born in it. And as they're growing up and they find out what their parents is doing, they don't even see what their parents is doing wrong, because this is a normal environment to them. And that's why I say in our community, sometimes we can normalize abnormities. You feel me? So it's a bigger psychology. You see, that's a word that I keep coming back to. It's a bigger psychology. People have to open up their brains and think outside of what they were just taught, because a lot of times some of the OGs or the people that was teaching them game were purposely leaving out certain elements so they could be naive, so they can use them as a pawn on their chessboard. But going back to what I was saying with people acting funny, like, I notice sometimes, just even on my social media, that it don't even have to be specifically for one individual, but sometimes I will do something knowing that it's going to cause a ripple effect. It's like certain things that I do, I know it's going to cause a ripple effect. And the people that react lets me know, oh, you watching a little bit too close. You probably got my notifications on. You watching everything that I do. Because look how you just reacted. Look what you just did. Look what your indirect response to something that didn't even have nothing to do with you. Because a lot of people get so tied up in social media, they forget that some people got real lives. And this is wrapping it back around to the beginning, not with the smacking the URL, but going back to just having real lives and not allowing social media to control you and run you. Some people really have real lives, real life situations going on that they do not show on social media or talk to people about. And you may just be addressing it and writing it in a certain type of way for social media so someone else can learn from either the mistakes that you're going through or learn from the experience that you're going through. But someone that's watching you a little bit too hard on social media that know that they've been on some bullshit, know that they did some scurvy shit or whatever to you, they probably gonna think that you're talking about them. And it ain't gonna be no way that they not gonna believe that you're not talking about them. Because if everything that you're saying about this whole ass nigga that you're dealing with in real life, if it's a description of they whole ass just on the internet, all this shit is Hollywood. All this shit is crazy. It's been people that reached out. And it's not a vent session. It's just you have to get used to it. I didn't have people reach out to me, and we do some type. I do a little slight promotion for whatever individuals and shit. And then you end up asking the motherfuckers for promotion or something small. They want to charge you. I done brought people on my platform that's... Motherfuckers was not thinking about their ass in modern day times. Period. Just what it is. It's not a diss. It's not any... Motherfuckers was not thinking about their ass in modern day times in America. I brought people on my platform. Now they quote unquote semi-relevant. You think these people do anything to try to show you love back? Or even just say thank you? No, that ain't gonna happen. Niggas want to get in position because then they want to end up being in competition with you. But going back to that black men don't cheat shit, you know, it's true. Like, I literally do know some individuals, some black men that do not cheat. I don't cheat. And I know at least maybe 3 or 4 people personally that I know. And I know we talking about millions and millions of black men out here, but I'm saying personally that I know that's not like that. They figure they get them a good woman, they got their back, hold him down mentally, spiritually, physically, sexually, all that stuff. Why run off and jeopardize having a good woman just to go fuck with some sleazeballs out here? Because them hoes out there in the streets ain't going nowhere. The bitches, and the crazy thing about it, once you get in a relationship, you have more females that try to throw the pussy at you when they know you're in a relationship than when you're not in a relationship. Because it's a scandalous shit. You got to stay away from that. Everything go back to we got 24 hours in this day. So it's up to you what you want to use your 24 hours on. Like, literally, I remember when I was first went off to college. I came home, and you know, I went off to school in the state is it's called Alabama A&M. So I come back to Detroit. I ain't seen none of my cousins and friends in a minute. So you know, you kind of excited, but you know, we hitting the liquor store every day. We hitting the clubs at night, partying, smoking and drinking, bending corners looking for females, and you know, and it just dawned on me like, this the same shit that we was doing in high school. In 3-4 years that went by, and niggas is doing the same. I'm not about to be doing the same shit, because I had already had it planted in my mind that when you a teenager and you go into your 20s, you don't want to make the same mistakes that you made. When you in your 20s, you don't want to make the same mistakes you made in your teen years. When you in your 30s, you don't want to make the same mistakes you made in your 20s, and so on and so forth. And I'm like, no, I can't get caught up in just this same cycle and just doing the same shit over and over again. And I tell people, for a lot of motherfuckers, when I came home during that time, that year, when I came home, I learned so much, not only about myself, the world, and just a lot of people I was dealing with. It almost seemed like I left Detroit, pushed pause, left for some years, and then came back and pushed play. And everything was like starting from that point of when I pushed pause. It was not a lot of progression. It was not a lot of progression going on. And it wasn't to say like my life was perfect or anything like that. But it just showed me that it wasn't a lot of progression. People were still doing the same shit the same way. And I just wasn't on that time. Because so much had happened during those years of going to school and meeting so many different people from different countries, different states, different environments. different ethnic groups, religions, everything, your brain and your way of thinking opens up and it changes. And you, and from that point, I never allowed myself ever to be mentally boxed back into a certain way of thinking just because of an environment, which I'm an understanding person. That's one thing that you do learn as you get older, or at least from an educational point of view, that you do have to have understanding of other people's actions as well, because some people just don't know no better. A lot of people do know better in the actions that they do, but some people just don't know no better based off the environment that they're in, because that's how you have to act to survive. And if you moving around on a survival mechanism, your actions is going to be off or weird to a person that's not moving off of survival. That of a person that maybe has a plan and they're working their plan and they have an outlet or options. But people that don't have an outlet or options or a plan and scraping, just working day to day or hustling day to day, they y'all going to be on two totally different mindsets. And I just remember having a conversation during that time with one of my cousins, like, man, hey, bro, we got to get some motherfucking money. We can't just sit up here, just be getting drunk every day and just be trying to see who can get the most numbers. That's high school shit. Because the conversation came about, it's one of my homegirls I've known since she was like in 9th grade and I was in 10th grade. And we just been friends. That's been my homie. Me and her been cool. When I first met her, you know, I believe she was dating one of the homeboys that I know, but she was just in one of the classes in the school that I went to. And she just been cool. And it's ended up being a cool individual still to this day that we periodically keep in contact with. And I remember my cousin wanted to fuck. And he was asking me, like, hey, so you ain't fucked old girl yet? And I'm like, no, like, I'm not the type of person that play the brother-sister shit with people. But literally, this is my homie. And one thing that I learned through my life experience is that just like all money ain't good money, all pussy ain't good pussy. And not to say like she's a bad individual, just like everybody not meant to be fucked. Some people are meant for what they are putting into your life for, to be a friend. Because sometimes you could lose a genuine person from being a good friend that's there for you to laugh and joke, vent, provide good information for you. You take it to that level and things don't work out that way. Now you just lost a person just because of that. It's like, no. Nah. And I remember when comment I made to him that day, I see that it didn't resonate with him because of the whole context of the whole conversation of just, the whole 24 hours of your day can't be just about getting drunk and trying to go holler at no females. If you're not actively getting your life together, eventually she's going to leave you. Especially if she in school and she graduates, she get a job. Life is going to move y'all in two separate directions. And you're going to keep being disappointed and you're going to just keep doing the same cycle over and over again. Like eventually you got some point in time in your life, you got to focus on yourself and get yourself together so you can become an asset. So someone will want to stick around and be with you for the rest of their life. You know, it's a crazy game. It's a crazy game out here, you know. It's a lot to deal with, but at the same time, it's a lot to be happy for. I still don't complain. I'm appreciative of all the different obstacles that I've been through. And I still haven't went into, like, detail yet. But over time with this podcast and different interviews that people got lined up that they want to do with me, eventually I will get more detailed about stuff that have made me into the individual that I am. Because at the end of the day, no one got time for kid games no more. At the end of the day, man, but I appreciate everybody for tuning in. This was just a little quick podcast I wanted to put together for people. Hopefully this opened up some discussions. You know, if you're listening to this on Anchor, you can leave a voice message. You can always come back and holler at me on IG at DocHicksTV. Leave a comment, tell me your thoughts, or depending on the platform that you're on right now, you can leave a review or leave a comment telling me what you think about some of the things that we touched on and talked about today. But make sure you stay tapped in with the No Offense Podcast. We got way more interviews coming out. We got way more content. We gonna keep coming. We gonna keep coming, period. There's no stopping it. People tried to stop this podcast from coming. Tried to slow it up for almost a year because people fear what we talked about earlier. People fear you as competition. People fear that what you bring to the table and the type of people that I resonate with, people fear that. And they were trying to block it. And I end up just picking up saying, hey, I'm going to just continue to do this on my own. I built the YouTube almost up to 100,000 subscribers. And we're going to go more than that. I can do the same thing over here by myself. It would have been a cool thing to be able to team up with some other individuals that's cool, because at the end of the day, I did not and I still don't have an issue with anybody that's over there. But when other people fear you and what you bring to the table and the connections that you got, people will start playing games with you and what you doing because they trying to find them a way to carve themselves up in the game or try to knock you down to propel themselves and what they got going on. But thank y'all for tuning in. Peace.